You are listening to Talk That Talk with Erica and
Jay.
And this is episode 11, and our topic for tonight is emotions.
Yes.
So, today we're going to be discussing about various emotions and telling our stories, and hopefully you could chime in and let us know about what you think and tell us some of your stories, okay?
Right.
So,
you can start it off, Erica.
Okay, Shay. Okay, so, I decided to, discuss about emotions because I feel I've come a long way from showing my emotions and affection and all that stuff. And I've still a work in process, and, but I am proud of today that I've come a long way. I used to be very cold with my emotions, just growing up. I think I get along with a lot of people, but I think my emotions is more towards, more towards like relationships and just, dealing in daily life. I think I started showing more emotions when I had my children, and then I was affection to them. And then also, me getting a pet is a whole nother type of emotion when you have pet. So I think, I've learned to show more emotions like that. When I was younger, I just would look at people's relationships and I would be like, that's not gonna be me, I'm not going through that. And so, like, if someone tried to talk to me, I wouldn't really take them seriously, or I even say, like if they did something crazy I didn't like, I'd be like, oh, it's over, and I'll just cut off the, I didn't get serious with them because I would see everybody else around me what they would go through, and I'd be like, I'm not going through that, But as time went on, and then, I started to learn that these are things that you needed to go through in order to grow, right? So, when I was with my kid's father after we broke up, that wall went right back up. So I used to be just really, really cold until, like, my mom told me one day, like, Erica, you need to stop being so cold to people, just start showing emotions. And then I started bringing that wall down slowly but surely. And then, when I brought it down, then started having these dorm relationships, and then, it didn't work out pretty much. And so then I was like, okay, but I'm not gonna put my wall back up that high anymore, because it was something that I needed to go through that I never went through. So I just look at it as just an experience, of going through it and growing and learning how to deal with those different types of emotions. It prepares you for what you want and what you don't want. And, I'll tell you a few stories, but how about you? I'm definitely not a hugger. Like, I don't, with the hugs and the kisses, like Puerto Ricans, they'll be more of, I used to get this in school, they'll give you the little kiss on the side of your cheeks and everything. Right. I had to get with that, Right. So that's what they do. And, with the hugs, I just be like, a little pat pat, and that's it. But then when I had my kids, I was more, I'll give them a little kiss here, there, give them a hug, say I love you. And that's another thing, I wasn't with the I love yous either. I'm still working on that because, when I was with my children's father, even when we was dating, I was like, I would never say I love you first. I never said it. It wasn't about who said it first. It was me not ready to say it. And he would be like, I like, you know, I love you. He used to tell me all the time. And I'd be like, but I like you. I like you.
Right.
You know, until I was ready to say, I love you. And then I don't want to be fake about it. You know, that's how I felt. And then at that moment, if that's how I felt, then I would say it, you know. But I'm still working on that, you know, with the I love yous, because even to this day, you know, like with my mom and, you know, dad and stuff like that, I don't be like, I love you. You know, I got something I got to work on, you know. My mom, she'll be like, okay, love you. And I'll be like, oh, love you too. You know? Love you back. You
right.
I just don't know why, you know, but it's just, I guess a lot of that just tends, my mom was always more always call her like the Betty Crocker mom, the Brady Bunch mom. And so she would be more of, the nurturer, the more affectionate person household. My dad was not really affectionate at all. So I think that trait just came from my father, you know, where the cold trait, you know, very not showing a lot of emotions that way. But like I said, I would show it towards my kids and stuff like that. As far as relationships, It took a while. It took a while for me to really kind of open up and kind of bring that wall down, because I didn't want to get hurt. You know what I'm saying? I've right. seen a lot of people with relationships and stuff like that. And, you know, everybody got to go through their own thing. So, you know, when I went through mine, it was just something that I said, hey, this is something you needed to go through, you know, because you never went through it. And you can't block it because it's life, right? So,
exactly.
Yeah.
So, as far as for me, emotions, growing up, my mom and I had a good relationship. But as far as being affectionate, she was. Like, we would kiss each other on the cheek and stuff like that. But as far as saying the word, I love you, I learned now as an older woman that she showed the love. A lot of people get caught up in the word, I love you, I love you, oh yeah, I love you, I love you, I love you. And sometimes it just, that word sometimes is just there to shut you up and make you think that the person loved you. But honestly, I think you have to do it both ways. Show it not emotionally, you have to show it physically and actually have to say it aloud. So for me, my mom and I growing up, she didn't really say I love you, but she showed it as far as keeping a roof over our head, putting food on the table, clothes on my back, you know what I'm saying, making sure I went to school, and when I got sick, she made sure she tend to me, she cooked, you know, she did all the things that a mother is supposed to do. So as far as, you know, the emotions of it all, I didn't really, not necessarily I didn't feel it, like I think probably when I was a baby, she definitely was like more emotionally attached, but then as I was growing up into like a preteen, teenager, it kind of felt kind of like, does my mother love me or what have you? But then I learned in hindsight, as a Caribbean descendant of my parents, is that I realized in Caribbean household, for most parts, I'm speaking for myself, you Caribbean kids out there might be able to relate, I don't know, but as far as mothers and fathers, they don't really say it, they'll show it. But then even when they show it, it's kind of like aggressive. Like, they're keeping a roof over your head. They're putting food on the table. That's them showing I love you. They going to work every day to pay the bills. That's them showing I love you. You
know what I mean? Right.
So that's that. But as I became older and I started to work with certain individuals, like one of my coworkers, she's not there anymore, but I learned from her, as she would talk to her husband and her kids over the phone or in person, she always ended their conversations with, I love you. And I used to be like, wow, that's so cool. She's like, oh, you don't do that? I'm like, nope, my mom doesn't really say I love you. If at best, I might get a I love you, like on Christmas or special occasions, like on her birthday or my birthday, and that was rare. But with her, every time she was on the phone with her husband, it was always, I love you, at the end of each conversation. Same thing with her kids. So by watching her, I realized, wow, I guess, you know, I'm not used to stuff like that. But as I'm growing, when I do talk to my friends, when we hang out, like my good friends, I'm not sitting up here with, you know, associates / friends talking about I love you every time we hang out. No. But my really good Judys, you know, my good Judys. girlfriends. You know what I'm saying? I'll tell them I love them. Because you know what it is? As you get older and we tend to lose people in our lives, because I'm pretty sure you've lost people that you loved, and I've lost people that I love. So it's like, life is short. So it's like, tell that person you love them now, because you may not see them tomorrow or down the road. You guys may not grow up to be 100 and sitting in the nursing home together in the rocking chair talking about, girl, remember when we never used to say I love you?
That is true. Yeah. I'm still working on that.
Okay? I see.
I am still working on that.
Right.
And it's not hard. It's really not hard.
No.
You know, but I am. I'm still working on it, and I will admit that. And I, you know, I don't know why it feels like it's so hard for me to say it. And you know, like I said, I don't want it to make it seem fake, but I am more. I do have more emotions now, being older. I start having more feelings.
Right.
You know, I found myself, like, I never used to cry, like, you know, now I get the lump in my throat, and, you know, it's just, you know, some crazy stories. Like, okay, I'm gonna tell you, like, it gets, this, let me explain to you the level of my non-emotional self, okay? Right. Like, I can go all year long, and I'm so, you know, I have that strong, that tough, in the toughness where I get through it. You know, I'm just holding down stuff, you know, my daily life. I'm a single parent, so I'm holding stuff down. I gotta stay focused. That's right. In my mind, I'm like, I have to stay focused. Right. And so on me being focused, it's like I can't get shut down. So that means I gotta stay focused for my children, and that's, you know, and that's it, you know. So then, like, okay, when I was still in New York, and you know, my son was getting like bus services, so just the little things. It was so funny, like, like I could handle everything, the biggest things. Anybody could say anything to me, and I could handle it. But this one particular day, they was all starting school. And I did everything I needed to do to get his transportation all together for the summer, you know, getting ready for the fall, you know, the school for it to start, you know, in September. And then that one particular day, I'm waiting outside, we waiting for the bus, everybody, all the kids are going, and his bus never showed up. But then I'm like, well, where's his bus, you know? So then I go back upstairs and I'm calling the bus company, and they're like, oh, he wasn't on the roster. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I handled this a few weeks ago. You know, you got my paper, I faxed over everything. Everything was supposed to be, you know, up to date, you know, so we don't have to be going through this today.
Right.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, we have to put the paperwork again, and his bus services won't start until Monday. So now that means we had to go a whole week without his bus service, and then I had to go to work and all this stuff. So I'm like, what? Like, now I gotta take him to school and, you know, all this craziness. So then it just so happened, you know, so at this point I was so heated. I was mad.
Of course.
But I was good though. I was just good. I was like, all right. But it just so happened that my mom called me. Mm-hmm. And she was like, hi, you know, what's going on? It was in the morning. It's just, I guess God said, hey, let me send her, you know, to talk to you this morning.
Right.
And the next thing you know, I got quiet. And then I just was like, I can't take that no more. And I started screaming.
Right.
I was crying in my pillow. I was mad.
Right.
I was mad. And then my mom, she was just quiet. She was just listening. Mm-hmm. And I just did it for like maybe 5 minutes straight. I was like, you know, crying. You know, and get on my nerves. I'm just screaming and getting, I was mad, right? Mm-hmm. So then I got it out. I got myself together. And I wiped my eyes. I was good, you know? I wasn't crying no more. So then my mom was like, you okay? Like, what's going on, Erica? You know? And told her what happened. And so, you know, then I had got myself together, but it was just something that was needed to be done.
Right.
So then, like, later on, I went to her house, and so then, before I even went to the house, I told her on the phone, I said, "Ma, don't tell, you don't have to tell anybody, you know, because I was telling her, she don't have to tell my father, she don't have to tell my sister, my brother, you know, that I had this little breakdown cry, right?" So then she's like, "Avoca, I'm not going to tell, you know." So then I went over there later on that afternoon, that evening, right? Because, you know, we didn't live far from each other. So I went over there later. So then I'm sitting in the kitchen, and then my sister comes in. So she looking at me a little crazy. Then my brother's sitting over there, and they looking at me. Then I looked at my mom, and then my dad looking at me. Everybody looking at me, right? So then I was like, "Ma, I know you didn't tell, right?" And I'm looking at her like, "You all right?" I'm like, "Oh my God. They told." She can't wait to tell. I was like, "I'm good," you know, like, it was just, you know, that's the thing. Like, I could go, you know, that was my cry for the year. Okay. My emotion for the year. Like, and then after that, it was just something needed. I guess because I had held so much in, and it was just building up. Like, the smallest thing made me just have that breakdown cry. Right, that was much needed, and then I was good, you know. And it's real crazy, and that always happens to me. Like, you know, just the stupidest thing can, you know, just make me cry. After, you know, like, but I can handle the biggest thing, you know. So it was just something that triggered it, and then I needed to let it out, and then I was okay, you know. But yeah. I really, like I said, I'm working on the emotions. That's one of my stories. How about you?
I'm trying to think of a story I could share with the audience as far as emotions. Let me think. I don't have like a particular one. I just probably have like quick type of thing, which would probably be the whole "I love you." I think with that same coworker, we had became close, but then we fell apart as far as friendship is concerned. She was the first person that I said, "I love you," to. Like, at every time we would hang out or whatever, she would always end the conversation, "I love you," and I would always say, "Me too." But like you said, it was a work in progress, because that "I love you" word is a very, very strong word, and you don't want to come off phony, like you said.
Right.
So, you know, when she would say it, I would genuinely mean it, but then it's like, like I said, our friendship turned to turmoil. So I want to say in the beginning, our friendship was good, but like towards the end, it wasn't so good. So I guess for the last 5 years or whatever it was, we wasn't saying "I love you" at the end of it. It would probably be like that. Like if when she would call me for the holidays, like Christmas, Thanksgiving, Easter, my birthday, whatever, and be like, "I love you, girl." I'd be like, "I love you too," you know, type of thing. Yeah. But as far as with my mom, I did start to say to her, "I love you," with the Alzheimer's, and she would laugh. I'm trying to remember if at any time when I did say "I love you," did she ever say it back with the Alzheimer's? You know what I'm saying? I would give her like a nice little kiss on the cheek and stuff like that. But I can't really remember if before the Alzheimer's I would say "I love you." I think before the Alzheimer's, if I said "I love you," I'd be like, "I love you, mommy." She'd be like, "I love you too, sweetie." You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And fun for you audience, that's why I call myself Shay, because that was my mom's pet name for me, Shay. So... I love you too, Shay. So, but yeah, so that's basically that. I don't really have, I mean, like you said, I'm not really a hugger. I'm a hugger now, but not that I wasn't before, but to me, I was more, what's the word I'm looking for? I was more, gosh, I don't know what the word is, but I can't remember the word, but it's something to the effect of, I would rather show more emotion by giving a person a kiss on the cheek. That to me was more loving.
Okay.
So loving when it came to hugging. To me, hugging was just like a hello or a good morning to your coworkers or people in the street type of thing to me. But now with the hugging, I'm genuine about it. I fulfill it. I always used to run the joke when I was in high school that the only reason why guys would hug us is to fill up on our boobs.
That is true, because they want to get the big hugs and they want to feel the cushions on their chest.
Mm-hmm. Okay, they think they slick.
You're not slick. Mm-hmm. You guys, mm-hmm. you're not slick. We already know.
Exactly. Exactly. Especially when they would hug you tight, right, Erica? Oh my gosh. When they would hug you, be like, I can't breathe.
Yeah, that's what
And then they would be, do. It would be a long hug. Be like, okay,
yeah, that's what they want, the cushions. They want the cushions. You know?
Yeah. That's why I give them the kiss on the cheek faster. It's not long and lingering. It's a quick kiss on the cheek. But yeah.
And then it was another, you know, then having, you know, me having kids, right? It was just, then, you know, I was never into pets, you know, animals at all. You know, my mom, they had, you know, little chihuahua and all that. I was never into that. And, but then, you know, my kids, they want it. Mom, you can we have a dog or that? And I was like, oh boy, you know, you know, that's okay, you know. So that kind of changed my mind, and then so that was a whole nother type of emotion, you know. Because then you're learning the personality of that animal, and you know, it's really different. And then so that's a whole nother type of love, because you know that each animal has their own personality, and that was an experience in itself, you know. Having a dog, and then, you know, my daughter having the cat, and you know, just getting attached to them, you know, it's just it was a good experience, you know. Having the animals around too, you know. And then I've seen different relationships, you know. My best friend that passed away, you know, her dad used to always come in there, and you know, he was so, you know, loving to, you know, to show all this love to them, you know, to his daughters and stuff coming in there, and to his wife and everything. And you know, I had always liked that, you know, like, oh, that is so nice, you know, just doing different things. So, you know, I just always, you know, I wanted to be like that, you know, kind of like with my kids, you know, just making sure that they got that affection and that a love, you know, love for me, and not feel like I'm being cold, you know, towards them, you know. But as far as, you know, dealing with in a relationship, like with a guy, I would kind of put that wall up, because I didn't want to feel like I was being played, or, you know, then, you know, if I feel like if I put my wall down and start showing emotion, then I get hurt down the line, you know. So, but, you know, all relationships are not the same. So I was willing to give it a chance, and, you know, and that right now I've grown, because I don't like compare relationships, and I don't, you know, I just go with the flow now, you know. You know?
What happened?
Oh, so I just go with the flow now, Shay.
Exactly. You definitely have to, because there's nothing else you can do. I mean, it's not therapy worthy. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like you said, you're working through it. You're trying to get better with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. But, yeah, I mean, all you can do is take it day by day.
Yep. And that's it.
Yeah. But as far as me, I mean, I don't really, like I said, I'm just, you know, the love thing and, you know, hugging and the kissing on the cheek. That's basically that. I don't really, I mean, am I sitting up here like crying at every story that come on TV or any book? No. You know, I get goosebumps. I'm not really a big crier, but, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, I cry in more movies now than I used to.
Oh, okay. That's good.
As I get older, okay. I get that lump in my throat, like, oh, why? You know?
Okay. Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, but I'm not going to sit there and cry over every movie. I mean...
No, no. Of course not. But if it's emotional,
certain things, I might get that little lump in my throat, you know.
Exactly. The most I get, I'll cry, but it's like it'd have to be something really, really deep. But for the most part, I'll get goosebumps. That's as emotional as I can get. I get goosebumps, and I might get a little teary-eyed in the corners of my eye. But for the most part, as far as when was my last good cry, I wouldn't say my mom's passing. As far as a good cry, yeah. So that would be back in 2014. But as far as my last cry, I couldn't tell you. It's probably maybe last year. I don't know.
Yeah, I can't even remember mine.
Okay.
I'm trying to think. I'm like, yeah, when?
When was the last time you cried, right? Yeah.
Like the big cry? I don't know.
Okay.
I didn't do no...
I know. Was it when we went to Essence Fest and we had an emotional moment? I cried because my mom had just passed away, and then your friend had passed away that Thanksgiving prior, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, is that my last big cry?
Okay.
I don't know if that was my last big cry.
You know, like we was like bawling in that hotel room.
Yeah, that
was. I was like, I'm sorry. He was like, no, I'm sorry. Was like, we just started crying.
Yeah, that was. I mean. I'm just trying to think. Maybe it was my last, like,
big cry.
Yeah. So maybe.
Okay. That's what I thought. I was thinking that.
I mean, the big cry. Yeah. Not the little tear on the side.
From a movie. Okay.
You know, in the throat.
Right.
You know.
I gotcha. Yeah, I think that was my last big emotional cry was when my mom passed in 2014. Yeah. But as far as when's the last time I cried, I couldn't tell you either. It's been a minute.
But it's okay to cry, guys, you know?
Yes, it is.
You can't.
Let it out.
You know, you gotta let it out, because then it will be the point. I mean, I get this at work, too. When I'm on my job, and, you know, they do the coaching, and, you know, my supervisor goes, oh, you gotta, you know, show you know, emotions to the customers, and I'm like, hey, I'm not an emotional person, okay? All right, you take it or leave it. You know?
Ah, I hear that.
You know, I'm like, I just want to get the job done, and that's it. You know, and you know, get through it. I don't have time to sit there, and you know, I told them to sit there. They want to tell you all of this stuff, and you know, sometimes that can take toll on you too, you know, when they tell you certain stories and stuff about it, and then you're like, what, I don't even know you, you know, I'm here listening, but, you know, I want to help you with your problem that you have on your, you know, that's going on, what you called in for, you know, that's it, you know,
what?
But then you end up becoming like a, you know,
like counselor. No.
Counselor, yes. No. And so that could take a toll. But it's all good, you know.
Exactly.
They feel comfortable talking to me.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
But yeah, I'm working on it.
I understand.
Yeah.
It happens.
But I have come a long way. So.
Yes, you have, because from what you just told me and the audience, I'm like surprised by it.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, and then, you know, my other friend, you know her, when she was in the coma, you know, she even said that I was more that I'm showing more emotions now than how I used to be.
Right. Okay. And even when we went to visit her, I didn't even notice that, oh my gosh, this is something Erica, I've never seen Erica do. So it's like, we went to visit her at the hospital, because that's what friends do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? In sickness and in health. Not only in marriage, you go visit your good friends, you know what I'm saying? But we went, you know, you were good. I didn't really notice anything like, oh my gosh, I can't believe Erica did this in front of me. I mean, you know, we were there to support our friend.
Right.
You know?
I mean, you know, you don't want to see nobody that you love in that, you know, situation.
Right.
So,
oh, she said an audience. She said somebody she loves.
Huh?
She's working through it. She's getting through it, guys.
And so, but you know, and then you know, at that point, she was in a slight coma. Audience, you know, she was in a coma, and so you know, we was just waiting for her to wake up. So, you know, I did. So when she woke up, though, she was like, you know. Shay told her, yeah, and she cried. And so she was like, what? She cried? So she was shocked that I even cried. So, you know, it'd be like shockers. When they hear that I'm crying, they know something. They get nervous. They be like, what happened to Erica?
Right.
Like, who did it? Why is she crying? You know, who did it? You know, because
right.
I don't cry like that. So.
Right.
But it's okay to cry. It's just something that I'm working on. And I don't want to wait until something so little and then they see, you know, I'm just like, boo, hoo, hoo, you know, because then everybody's going to look at me like I'm crazy. Right. And they're going to be like, what is wrong? Who did it?
Right.
You know.
Exactly.
But yeah. So please, everybody, we on iHeartRadio now. So
yes, woo, woo.
You can join iHeartRadio and our podcast. Woo! And we're on Apple and we're on Spotify.
Google.
What's the other? It's so many of them.
Right.
And we're on, but those are the main ones. So please join them and
share with a friend.
And share and leave comments and join our like our Facebook page. We gotta
Instagram page.
Like it and then our Instagram page and we have email, and so please leave your feedback. You know, we would love to hear it, and we are thankful for you all and our audience. Y'all awesome, and thank you for taking your time out to listen to our podcast.
Exactly. We appreciate each and every one of you.
And thank you again. And we will see you next. We will be here for you next week.
Right.
With episode, 12?
Woohoo! We getting up there, girl.
Well, and even if you have any topics that y'all want us to discuss, please feel free to leave them, and we'll discuss them because we're pretty open. The only thing that we don't really like to discuss, and we already said that like from the beginning, is politics and like
religion.
Yeah, but everything else we're open to. Okay.
Yes, exactly. We can put it on the table.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All right. So thank you again for listening to Talk That Talk with Erica and
Shay.
And we will be back next week with a new episode. Have a good night.
Have a good night, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.